Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hey, Julie, just a second. I think I'm really close to figuring out this riddle. What has to be broken before you can use it?
Oh, I know. An egg.
Julie, Oh, wait! That's it! An egg! Way to go!
I guess you could say I cracked that riddle. Matt, I didn't know you were into riddles.
Yeah, when I'm not expanding my knock-knock joke repertoire, I like to dabble in riddles. It's good exercise for the old prefrontal cortex. That's a fancy word for your brain.
Okay, well, you sound really wise when you use big words like that, Matt.
Thanks. I try.
You know, that reminds me that...
My prefrontal cortex is telling me that a segue is coming in 3, 2, 1.
On today's episode of God's Big Story, we're learning about how God is wise.
And there it is. Nice transition, Julie. And I can't wait. Another amazing attribute of God. Remember, listeners, an attribute is a word that tells us what something or someone is like.
That's right. And wise is a communicable attribute because it's true of God and can be true of God's people, too. After all, how can we expect to solve more riddles if we're not wise?
We can't. And how sad would that be? You know, that makes me wonder, are there any really, really, really hard riddles? Riddles so hard that even God can't solve them?
Ouch! That makes my prefrontal cortex hurt just to think about. But I bet that we know someone who can help us out. He is super duper smart.
Who?
You know, Professor Jonathan from the university.
Professor? Wow! We've never had a professor on the show before.
Let's say professor together.
Professor!
Someone say professor?
We sure did. Well, hi, it's our good friend, Professor Jonathan. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. It was no bother to acquiesce to your request.
Echo what?
That's just a fancy word. It's a big word for agree.
Whoa. Based on that intro, I think it might be wise of us to have a dictionary handy for the rest of this episode.
No need. I was just having some fun. No more fancy words.
Whew. Thank you, Professor. Now, so, Professor, how did you get to be so wise?
Well, first, you are so kind to think that. But let me tell you, the more I learn that there is so much to learn. Every day in all my studies and research, I am reminded of how big and complex God's creation is. For example, did you know that a cloud can weigh up to 1 million pounds?
1 million pounds? Well, then how in the world does it float around in the sky like that? Now I'm going to have to go do some research.
Good for you, Julie. Let me know what you find out. You see, God made us in His image, and that means we can use our minds to grow and understand more about Him and the world He made. We will never be anywhere close to be as wise as He is, but we can learn and grow in our wisdom.
Professor, does that mean that God always knows what is best?
Now that's very astute. Smart question, Matt. And the answer is emphatically. Sorry. Absolutely yes. God always knows what is best for His children. We can trust that He is perfectly, completely wise.
Astute. Emphatically. I can't wait to look those words up.
Have fun with that, Julie. Isn't it fun to grow in the knowledge and wisdom?
Indubitably. I love it.
Good one.
Thanks. I looked it up while y'all were just talking. It means absolutely or without a doubt.
Professor, we've learned so much from you already, and we can't wait to learn more. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Of course. You both get A's from me today. And I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Now, let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, we're going to learn that God is wise. He knows what is best. And we will see as we look at the story of someone who comes to know, love, trust, and obey Jesus that you'd never expect to.
After Jesus went back up to heaven and God sent the Holy Spirit to help His followers, they taught people about Jesus with boldness. As more and more people began to worship and follow Jesus, the enemies of Jesus began to mistreat some of the people who followed Him. They would put Jesus' followers in jail or beat them and sometimes even kill them. It was absolutely terrible. One of these enemies of Jesus was a man named Saul of Tarsus.
The Bible tells us that Saul was headed to Damascus on a horse to persecute the believers. The word persecute is a big word that means to hurt or to mistreat people because of what they look like or what they believe. It was really bad and a really sad thing. Saul was going to Damascus to throw people who followed Jesus into jail.
You see, Saul thought he loved God. He even tried to obey God. Saul just had it wrong. He thought that you had to follow all of God's commandments to get into heaven. He didn't realize that the followers of Jesus were the ones who had it right, that you couldn't do anything to earn God's love and favor. You just had to believe that Jesus was the promised Savior.
Now, there's another important person in our story. His name is Ananias. On the count of three, say Ananias with me. 1, 2, 3.
Ananias.
The Bible tells us that Ananias loved God and Ananias believed in Jesus. God was going to use him to do something amazing.
God told Ananias in a vision that he was to go to a particular house on a particular street in a city called Damascus, where he would meet a man by the name of, that's right, you guessed it, Saul. Ananias had heard of Saul and how he was a dangerous enemy to those who followed Jesus. So because he was afraid, Ananias hesitated to obey God. But eventually he trusted God and obeyed him because he knew that God was wise.
What Ananias didn't know is that on his way to Damascus, Saul had a life-changing encounter with Jesus. Let's get an even closer look at this story by reading what happened to Saul on the road to Damascus from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. I'll give you a moment to find it. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6 says, "Now, as Saul went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone all around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to him, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do.'"
As Saul was traveling to persecute those who loved and followed Jesus, Jesus himself met Saul in a powerful way, a bright light that knocked Saul right to the ground. The men who were traveling with him heard the voice too, but saw no one around them, and they were speechless.
Saul tried to get up off the ground, but when he stood up, he realized that he could no longer see anything. He was blind. So those who were with him led him by the hand the rest of the way to Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. It was during those 3 days that God told Ananias to go see Saul.
Now let's keep reading from the Bible in Acts chapter 9 to see what happened when Ananias met up with Saul. Acts chapter 9 verses 17 through 19 says, "So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened."
What seemed silly and dangerous at first, sending Ananias to help an enemy of God's people, God ended up using for good. Because God is wise, he knew that is what was best, to send Ananias to help Saul see again. So God sent him to help Saul. And by the time Ananias got to Saul, God had done something even greater than heal his sight. God had healed Saul's heart.
Saul's greatest need was to be saved from sin. And in God's wisdom, God chose Saul to be a part of his family. God changed Saul's heart to know, love, trust, and obey Jesus. And Saul would spend the rest of his life traveling and telling other people about Jesus and how they could be a part of God's family too.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5 Second.
Wait. I got this. 5 Second Fly to Review.
Whoa, nice. As you heard, our friend the professor is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Jonathan.
All right, I'm going to ask you 4 questions, and you have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Whew, okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. Fill in the blank. An attribute is a word that tells us what something or someone is.
Like.
Question number two. True or false? God is wise is a communicable attribute.
True.
Question number three. Fill in the blank. God is wise. He knows what is
best.
Last question. Question number four. True or false? We can be as wise as God.
False.
Only God is perfectly wise.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, explore and expand your wisdom about a topic that interests you, like cooking, or the universe, or ocean animals. Learn something new and share it with a family member or a friend.
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of His attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety. Deliverer, He rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
God is worthy, only He deserves all glory. He is refuge, He is my place of safety.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about how God was wise to save Saul, you can turn to Acts chapter 9 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, big story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.